Former NFL quarterback Archie Manning first realized that Nicholls State University had potential for a football camp when he was training with the New Orleans Saints back in the summer of 1975. It had dormitories, lecture rooms, and a cafeteria right next to lots of wide-open green space for practice fields. For the past 8 years, he's hosted his camp along with his sons Peyton, Cooper, and Eli Manning at the small rural campus. The university loves the Manning camp because it brings national attention.
You know, we get ESPN, Vanity Fair, the Los Angeles Times.
Rob Bernardi is athletic director at Nicholls State.
There is nothing that we do at Nicholls State or has ever done in the past that unfortunately draws this type of media coverage. You know, on a normal day, we're lucky if we can get the attention of the Times-Picayune or the Baton Rouge Advocate. So for us, it's an incredible opportunity that we love to take advantage of.
And the Manning family's reputation also attracts big names from the NFL.
In the past, we've had Joe Montana's kids. We've had John Elway's son. We've had Frank Gifford's son. Chris Mortensen from ESPN has sent his son. And even former Saints player Jack Del Rio.
But hosting such high-profile guests takes some doing. The camp expects top-notch facilities. While the Mannings love the intimate, removed setting of Thibodeau, it is in the swamp after all. A lot of the practice fields lack sufficient drainage, and an afternoon thunderstorm can turn a field into one big puddle.
The Manning family would like to keep this camp here. However, you can't come to a camp where you're practicing halftime in a parking lot and halftime on the actual field.
Vic LaFont is CEO of the South Louisiana Economic Council. He says it would have cost Nicholls State $1 million to solve this problem on its own. That's a lot for a small school.
So what the South Louisiana Economic Council did, we went to the state legislature with that exact case. The solution was to fix the 25 fields, the drainage problem, to the tune of $1 million, which was appropriated through House Bill 2 this year, out of capital outlay, and that will fix the fields to where they will drain off.
Construction on the drainage project should begin within the next year, allowing the Mannings to keep their down-home field advantage. It's not just the university rooting for the camp to stay at Nicholls. It turns out 1,200 high school kids coming in from all over does a lot for local business. Vic LaFont and his organization found a $1.8 million overall economic impact for the Manning Passing Academy.
Parents are not just, for example, coming from Nebraska, dropping this high school kid off, going back home and saying, we'll pick you up in 4 days, junior. They're actually coming here and they're staying here. They're staying in our hotels. They're eating our meals. They're taking our plantation tours, our swamp tours, our cultural tours.
That impact is felt by people like Tina Swanner, who owns the Thibodeau restaurant and sports bar, Bubba's 2. Swanner says sales double to triple during the camp. She stocks up on food and plans her workers' schedules a month before the camp starts.
And when they hear there's a sports bar and a local restaurant that has Cajun cuisine, everybody usually comes to try it out. And we have people that come back every year.
As the camp kicks off, Tina Swanner will take requests from customers to sit on the patio so they can watch the alligators in the bayou. It'll be 4 days of packed restaurants, hotel lobbies, and swamp tours for families, while their sons have 4 days of football drills, seminars, and hopefully not too many thunderstorms. Reporting from Thibodeau for WWNO, I'm Nick Remion.